Hey, you're listening to Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman. Seattle is known as the Emerald City, but over the past couple of decades, it's been losing a lot of what makes it green. The city's most recent tree canopy assessment, released in 2021, found that Seattle's tree cover had dropped to about 28%, short of a goal set nearly 15 years earlier of getting canopy coverage to at least 30%. To protect more trees from development, many urban forest advocates have spent years asking for an update to rules for removing and replacing trees in Seattle. And for the first time in more than 10 years, a new tree ordinance was finally up for a city council vote Tuesday night. While trees may seem like peaceful things, public comment in that meeting shows how divisive an issue the canopy has become.
What does a commitment to tree equity in these neighborhoods really mean when you are allowing developers to remove any trees that stand in the way of their profit?
It is definitely a more balanced legislation, and in my opinion, after analyzing it, in fact, leans in favor of trees to somewhat at the expense of housing.
Developers know best. They are the sovereigns of the city. We mere serfs and citizens of the city will be covered under this ordinance.
This is a balanced bill. It's not optimal for developers. It makes it harder to build in Seattle, but we recognize the compromise needed for trees and affordable housing.
In a 6-1 vote, the Seattle City Council approved a sweeping update to the tree ordinance that will change the way the city balances growth with tree canopy cover. To tell us more about how this will impact Seattle's trees, we've got Amanda Zhou on the line. Hey, Amanda, thanks so much for being here. By the way, Amanda is a reporter with the Seattle Times. Hey, Amanda.
Thanks for having me.
So Seattle's urban canopy shrunk in recent years. Can you give us the top lines of how many trees this new ordinance is designed to protect?
Yeah, totally. Broadly, the new ordinance expands a lot of definitions for trees and increases regulations for them. City council members sort of disagree on whether this is a protection bill or a bill that sort of regulates and defines trees, though members of the Urban Forestry Commission have said that, you know, they are excited about this bill. It is going to affect more trees and prevent the rules of cutting them down and then, you know, requiring them to be replaced. So the top line is that in the past code, if a tree was under 30 inches wide, it really had very few regulations related to it. Now in the new code, they're sort of expanding that definition to trees that are 24 inches or wider. So this will be more trees that are under this very strong like category of protection. And then trees that are not as big as that, there are now additional rules in terms of when you can cut them down and how they have to be replaced. So that's sort of where that number comes from, is that, you know, originally there were around 17,000 trees about 30 inches wide or larger. And now that there are more rules to treat the different sizes, they're saying that this ordinance is going to impact between 88,000 and 175,000 trees.
Yeah, so from 17,700 protected under the current code to 88,000 plus, I mean, that's at least five times as many trees as are currently protected. Give us an idea of what's changed in this ordinance. You talked about the size of the trees that will be protected. Now it's down to 24 inches, which expands greatly the number of trees under the ordinance. What else is different?
Yeah, and I'll just start and say that, you know, if you come across a tree, the specific rules for that tree depend on a couple of things besides the width of the tree. It depends on the species, and it also depends on how the property is zoned, and it also depends on whether construction or development is occurring. These are sort of broad rules. But in general, in the past code, if a tree was cut down that was 30 inches or less in diameter, there were no requirements to replace it. And under this new ordinance that just passed last night, there are requirements in terms of how they have to be replaced, and then also for smaller trees that are between 6 and 12 inches wide, there are sort of limits in terms of how many you can remove a year. But the new system that came out of the ordinance last night is that, you know, if the tree can't be replaced or the property owner doesn't want to replace it, they have to pay into a payment in lieu system where essentially, depending on the width of the tree and the species and the height and whatever, they have to pay a certain amount into a central fund that the city will manage.
Got it. And what is that central fund going to be used for?
My understanding is that money is going to go towards putting trees in neighborhoods that don't have much of a canopy right now. So one of the reasons that this issue is really important is, as we know, Seattle is facing more heat waves every summer, and trees do a really good job of absorbing that heat. So there are heat islands throughout the city where, you know, it can be up to more than 10 degrees hotter on a hot day. And the city wants to use that money to plant trees in areas where they don't really have a canopy.
Yeah. And as we know, those heat island areas graph in a disturbing way to areas of the city with lower incomes, areas that are already depleted of services and things like that. When you see the maps of these heat islands, a lot of the canopy is different from the north end of the city to the south end of the city. Amanda, will this ordinance be just governing trees that are on city-owned property, or this is across privately owned property everywhere in the city?
So this ordinance mostly affects private property, trees that are sort of owned privately. That's important because the latest tree canopy assessment report shows that 47% of the city's canopy is in neighborhood residential areas. And then I think about 10%, maybe 9 to 11% are in other private lands like multifamily, commercial areas, and town.
This ordinance did not pass without debate. We heard that during the public comment period yesterday. One of the city council members voted against passing it, Alex Peterson. Tell me a bit about why folks found this to be controversial. What were the arguments here?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't have to live in Seattle for very long to know that people here are really, really passionate about their trees. And it makes sense because, you know, Seattle, we call ourselves the Emerald City, and trees are a big part of our identity here. So Alex Peterson, he voted against this ordinance because he believes it doesn't go far enough in protecting trees. He also believes that the replacement of trees needs to be sort of more, if like a really large tree is cut down, you need to have more than just like a twig put in the ground. He thinks the payment should be higher as well. Part of the controversy with this bill has to do with when trees are able to be cut down in terms of development. So, you know, earlier we talked about this ordinance. We said that these large trees, they're protected, they can't be cut down. There are two exceptions for when that's the case. One is when they're hazardous, they're diseased, they present a risk. The other time that large trees can be cut down has to do with when there's construction occurring and the builder isn't able to achieve a certain lot size on the property. So some of the controversy has to do with areas that are zoned for more dense development, like low-rise apartments or commercial buildings. On those areas, trees can be cut down if the developer can't put asphalt or home building material on 85 to 100% of the property.
Hmm. So this gets to a question I had about development and density. The state legislature just passed this missing middle housing bill, which is going to be changing single family zoning across much of this state to allow denser development, duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes. And I'm curious how an increasing amount of density in cities like Seattle may run up against this tree canopy regulatory system. I mean, if we're going to try to get denser, that naturally could mean more trees cut down, right? How do these two seemingly opposing goals, more density and more tree canopy, interact here?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's very confusing. The short answer of how the state's missing middle bill is going to impact trees here is that as it stands right now, it's not going to affect anything. So the way the missing middle bill was written primarily affects neighborhoods that are zoned as neighborhood residential. This is sort of what we understand to be single family zoned properties. The missing middle bill doesn't actually rezone them into like a low rise or a mixed use or commercial. It sort of just says there needs to be new rules. You have to be allowed to build duplexes, triplexes, and quads in neighborhood residentially zoned areas. So it isn't actually going to rezone any of these places. It's just going to say you need to be able to build these things. There are a lot of steps before Seattle is going to be able to implement it, before this type of housing is even allowed to be built in the neighborhood. The state has given Seattle and other cities a deadline of June 2025 to come into compliance. The main thing is in residentially zoned areas, buildings are allowed to take up 35% of the property. That doesn't have to change in order for the city to implement middle housing. It could, but it's not required. So that's sort of the long answer of how the missing middle bill right now as it stands isn't going to impact the trees in the city.
Got it. We also heard in public comment yesterday that some advocates feel that this new ordinance, although it expands the number of trees protected by at least fivefold, like we discussed, that it's too friendly to developers. What's their viewpoint on that? Why do they say that?
Yeah, that goes back to the rules that apply to low-rise and commercially zoned neighborhoods. Pretty much developers and tree protection advocates have sort of clashed on a wonky provision that's how do you measure how much land is allowed to be home when it comes to a mixed-use zoned area. Previously, developers were saying that the way that it was measured sort of makes it really hard to know on day one with a property which trees get to stay and which get to go. And the builders would say that, you know, often this ends up in months of delay with like permit back and forth and having to prove that the trees can't stay, and all that cuts into their bottom line. And so they say that, you know, we aren't building right now because there are properties with these trees on it, and it's very hard for us to know on the first day with the property whether those trees are going to be an issue for us or not. The new bill, builders say, sort of allows them to have more predictability in that process, which is that sort of there's this very easy, you know, math equation you can just do on the back of a napkin. Can the developer build on 85% of this property? If not, like trees, a tree will have to go. So advocates have called that new measurement too friendly to developers. They say it sort of just gives them license to rip out trees. They say that it doesn't incentivize keeping trees in these dense neighborhoods where a lot of people live, often low income, as you point out. Dan Strauss, the chair of the Land Use Committee, which passed the ordinance, he says that the new ordinance, as it's written, allows for design flexibility so that builders can build around a tree if they want to preserve it in these kind of properties. But we sort of don't know how this is going to play out right now. But that's a lot of where the controversy comes from.
The previous interim tree ordinance in Seattle was put in place way back in 2009. Amanda, when will this new ordinance officially begin? Does it take effect as soon as the council passed it, or does it have a ramp-up period?
It does have a ramp-up period. I think they have 60 days until it comes into effect. City council members in the meeting last night expressed interest in working on it more, partially because of all the community support that has been shown towards this issue. Some of the council members said that they wanted to do more to grow the canopy in areas that are low income and have sort of these heat island effects. So it's not going to happen immediately, but it is going to happen.
Amanda Zoe is a reporter at the Seattle Times, and she covered the Seattle City Council meeting last night where they passed a new tree canopy ordinance. Thank you so much, Amanda.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for listening to Soundside. This show is only possible because listeners support us. If you're able to give right now, please check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org.